Once Hurricane Ivan blew through the panhandle, the staff at the News Journal felt it was important to bring people as many images as possible. That meant finding ways to travel with damaged roads and bridges. Katie King was a photographer at the paper.
Ivan was so widespread that we were having major difficulty trying to get around anywhere. With power lines down, trees down, everything, all the lights were off. So we had to have a lot of police escorts to get around. The day after the storm, I went out with the sheriff's deputies. We went to Grand Lagoon first, and then we kept going to Perdido Key to check on Perdido Key. And we finally get over the bridge to Perdido. They hadn't declared it structurally sound, but we did it anyway. And we get over the bridge and turn the curb, and the road was gone. It was just sand. And there was just this one guy. The island had pretty much vacated completely, but there was this one man that was just walking where 98 should have been, down what used to be the road, which is now 6 feet of sand. It looked like a scene out of Mad Max. There was just one guy walking on just miles of sand. That's all you can see, and condos in the back, half a mile away. You know, we finally get up to him. I'm like, "What are you doing, sir?" And he is like, "I've been walking for miles." He had stayed in a condo, which he was not supposed to have done. He had stayed in a condo throughout the hurricane. He didn't evacuate like he should have. And he said that the condo actually held to the point where he survived, but it had been gutted. I just looked at him like, you need to get in the car with us. We'll get you to the nearest shelter. And we figured out very quickly after the storm that in order to get the most news out to a widespread area and let people know how their area and the neighborhoods were doing, we needed to do it by air because we just simply could not drive.
So the News Journal staff worked with law enforcement and officials at the airport. And by the second day after the storm, Katie was in the air documenting the damage.
I think I was in the air probably for 3 straight weeks in a row, every single day, shooting specific neighborhoods, the neighborhoods touching the water first, just so that people that had fled the area and were trying to get information about how their houses did, how their homes survived, how their neighbors were, could see through pictures how their area looked.
Do you remember your first trip up in the air?
Yes. It was all waterbound. So we looked at Pensacola Beach for the first time, Perdido Key for the first time. Grand Lagoon was one I really remember. It was just gone. I hadn't really paid that much attention to Grand Lagoon until after Ivan. I didn't really know that much about it, but they were really nice homes that were absolutely gone. The only thing left was foundations. I saw a car that was in a pool. I saw the homes that were directly touching the bayou were mostly just disappeared.
One of the most famous images from the days after the storm is a picture of a tractor trailer hanging off the Interstate 10 bridge. The driver of the truck is considered the first known fatality due to Ivan in the region. Katie says that looking at the bridge from the air was a striking sight.
The bridge looked like dominoes had fallen over. It had shifted the bridge back and forth. The sections of the bridge that were intact were scattered like dominoes, and then there were whole sections that were just had fallen into the bay.
So it was not only airplanes. Didn't you go up in helicopters?
Yes.
At times?
The airplane that I went up the most in was a little Piper Cub, very small biplane. It only requires about 65 miles an hour to get off the ground. So you could go pretty slow, and we could hover quite a bit in that plane. And then we had several photographers going up at the same time, covering different sections so we could get as much coverage as we could quickly. We had a checkoff list every morning on which ones we have not done yet and how much fuel Skip has in his plane, how many he thinks we could check off each box. We were literally trying to make sure every neighborhood got covered, so that we could get it up online as quickly as we could.
You can still see hundreds of pictures from the days and weeks after Ivan on the News Journal website. You can listen to some of the radio coverage from before and after Ivan on our website, wwf.org. Tomorrow, we'll hear about collecting stories after the storm. Tom Ninestein, WWF News. Mm-hmm.